Friday morning, on the day of my final presentation here as poet-in-residence at Longmoor Grange Max Security Jail, and I'm on the prowl, looking to soak in some final moments of inspiration before my performance later today, where in a first, even for my polymath poetic career, I shall be engaging with inmate Jermaine in front of a crowd of offenders and prison staff alike in an Eminem-style battle on the mics.
Hey, pal, I like your cravat.
Thank you so much. I chose the bright colours deliberately to help cheer you all up. I'm so glad it's working.
I like the haircut as well, mate.
Thank you again. It's called a fade. It's the very latest thing.
Looks great. When are you going to get it finished?
Sorry.
Come on, you lot. It's time you were over in education.
Cheers, mate. Got to run.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, boys. Have a lovely day. I'm so thrilled that the boys think my fade is such a gas. When am I going to get it finished, indeed? Still morning and still on C-Wing. I'm just outside the cell of Robbo, my main man, as I need to ask him something rather urgently.
Give us a bit of peace, will you?
Oh, hi, Ralphie. Come in. So, you all ready for your battle on the mics, then?
Well, yes, but there is one thing, Robbo. You see, I saw Jermaine up on the twos just now, and he's got quite an entourage. So I was wondering, should I be raising my own Ralph Stanza posse?
Be a bit tricky at short notice, Ralphie.
Yes, but I'm the Eminem figure in this battle, and in 8 Mile he had his little crew of about four, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was the big guy.
Yes, and the little one who gets shot.
Well, there's a con with a shotgun wound in his leg just 3 cells along, Ralphie.
Really? Is he black by any chance?
No.
Pity. Still, could you ask him? And then he can be on standby in case we don't find a black con with a big scar or something.
So you just want blacks in your posse then, Ralphie?
Given the genre, ideally, yes. But don't go broadcasting that, or the racial awareness Gestapo will be down on us quicker than the Guardian sacking Ron Atkinson.
I was hoping I could be in your posse, Ralphie.
Oh, Robbo, don't be silly. Of course you'll be in it. You're my main mucker. But you know how it is these days. I should really be seen to have black followers. Do you get me, bro?
Yeah, sure, Ralphie. So, leave it with me. Now, the guys are going to want some encouragement, if you get my drift.
Not wallet time again, Robbo. Won't they just be pleased to be asked?
Oh, I'm sure they will, Ralphie, but the guys I'm thinking of, bottom of the pile, pure street, you know what I mean? The kind of guys who most readily identify with your radical message and, you know, they really appreciate a bit of a break financially, if you know what I mean, Ralphie.
Well, whatever you think, Robbo. Thank goodness for someone I can trust in here. 20 enough.
Yeah, I'll tell them you're a bit short this week.
OK, make it 30.
Cheers, Ralphie. I mean, don't get me wrong, these guys would do it for nothing, but I know you wouldn't feel right taking advantage of their goodwill, Ralphie.
Quite. Anyway, Robbo, we're just a few hours away, so if you could get on to that, and I'll wander back down here later for a heads up, OK?
Right. Oh, and Ralphie?
Yes, Robbo?
When this rap of yours goes platinum, can I be in the video?
It's just coming up to 2 o'clock. In a few moments' time, Jermaine and I will be locked in a literary life-or-death struggle. Our weapon of choice, the spoken word.
Are you feeling ready, Ralphie?
Rather, Robbo. Did you round up a posse?
Yeah, the guys are behind you all the way, Ralphie.
Where are they?
Them two over there.
Oh, right. They look a bit old, Robbo, and extremely white. Are they into black culture?
Not the guy with the hearing aid. But the one with a pot belly says he went to see the foretops in Rill before he got big.
It's hardly what I'd call a posse, Robbo.
Ralphie, here's Jermaine and his crew.
What's happening, Ralphie? Hey, look, guys, it's Vanilla Rice.
Hello, Jermaine.
You're going to kill me on the mic, Ralphie.
Oh, yes, Jermaine. For real.
For real, Ralphie. Definitely flavour. See you on the mic.
See you on the mic. You know what, Robbo?
What, Ralphie?
I don't think Jermaine's taking this very seriously.
OK, heads it is. Jermaine, you have called correctly. Would you like to perform first or second?
First. Then I can just sit back and enjoy, Ralphie.
OK, Jermaine, you have 45 seconds. Make some noise!
Yeah. Look at this man. Wearing a blazer, not a poet, but a poetry eraser. Now I'm hitting him with my lyrical laser, knocking him to the floor like Arnie with Joe Frazier. Yo, Ralphie! You never show up, I bought the last stand you're staging. The verse is the tool in the war that you're waging. But everyone knows the true cause of your rage. It's because you still ain't heard from your agent.
I don't see what that's got to do with our battle on the
mic. Look at little Rafi all alone and afraid. And now he's realised the mistake that he's made. I'm wondering why he never gets late. It's because the barber made a mess of his fade. Yeah, Ralphie knows whose rhymes are the tightest. Of all the rappers here, he's definitely the whitest. Says he wants to join the hip-hop writers, but the only hip-hop he'll get is the Cure. He's off writers. Oh, 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 for real. Big on my bossy C. Wing.
Get down on your shoulders.
Okay, let's keep it real, guys, because it's time for our second contender. Please, give it up and make the most noise for Sir Rap Stanza!
Thank you so much! Let me hear you say Ralphie!
Ralphie!
Let me hear you say Stanza!
Stanza!
Say turn it up!
Turn it up!
Say turn it up!
Turn it up!
Boom! Chuck, a boom, boom, chuck, boom, chuck, a boom, boom, chuck, boom, chuck, a boom, boom, chuck, boom, chuck, a boom, boom, chuck.
Waters tremble when they hear my name. They know Rap Stanza's changed the rules of the game. All the honeys want to press freeze frame. Rap Stanza raps harder than the man Jermaine. Who is this Jermaine? The big street rapper? A gangster, a pimp, maybe a kidnapper? Trying to rap joints like he's 50 Cent, but Jermaine's only here for non-payment of rent. Yes, yes. You see, because my verse is all smooth and literary, people think they can write my obituary. But I'll be here through all your hopes and dreams, Ralph Stanza, permanent crease in your jeans.
Yay!
And I trust you enjoyed your lyrical feast. First came the beauty, then came the beast. Ooh. Two varied courses, giving food for your brain. Jermaine was the starter, Sir Ralph is your main.
Hour later, and like a victorious prize fighter in his dressing room, I am warming down away from the bedlam, here in Robbo's pad. Wasn't that amazing, Robbo?
Certainly was, Ralphie.
Did you see the way the screws dispersed the cons back to their cells after my rap? Talk about running scared. I've got a good mind to go the whole hog now.
How do you mean, Ralphie?
The dirty protest.
Oh, right, yeah, could be a good career move, Ralphie. Grab a few headlines.
Actually, I'd better not.
Why? You worried about getting done over by the screws?
No, I've got a reading in Hay on Wye on Friday.
Oh, right.
Anyway, thank you for rounding up my two-man posse, Robbo.
Like I said, I'm here for you, Ralphie.
I had a very interesting chat after the battle with the one who could hear me.
Oh, aye. What did he say?
Well, he apologised for not dancing, but firstly, he'd never been a great fan of disco, and secondly, his double hernia made boogieing a bit tricky these days. Anyway, I said I hoped he would appreciate the extra cash for his role as one of my mains.
And did he?
Well, not really, Robert, because he didn't have the faintest idea what I was talking about.
Trying it on. Hoping you cough up more money.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, they won't find it here, then.
What do you mean, Arthur?
Well, just that if the guy had been given some money by you, then the warders who are going to search your pad at any moment won't find a big stash of cash that's way above your weekly allowance and therefore won't have any reason to put you on the block with the possible consequence of you losing remission and all sorts of other privileges here.
Ralphie, you've not...
Robbo. I've just cemented my reputation here as one mean mother. I'm not having people here think that I let myself get ripped off.
Okay, Ralphie. Here it is, the whole lot. Go on, take it. Before the screws get here.
Thank you, Robert. And don't worry, no screws will call. That was just a little wind-up, worthy of Robbo the master himself, it seems.
Okay, bang up, Roberts.
Okay, thanks, officer.
You all right, Roberts? Well, also, Ralph, it's bang-up time for the prisoners, so... can I ask you what you're doing with that money, sir?
I was just...
Away from me.
What's going on here, Sir Ralph? What's that money for?
He offered it to me.
I'm sure you're aware, Sir Ralph, that giving money to prisoners for whatever reason is a serious breach of security.
He offered it to me in exchange for favours of a good nature.
Okay, Sir Ralph, come with me, sir.
What? This is preposterous.
Maybe, sir, but it has been noted that you have been spending an inordinate amount of time in Prisoner Robert's cell, often without logging in with the wing office. So come with me, please.
Get off me!
Come on, and we'll just turn that tape recorder off, thank you.
Just a minute.
Robbo, explain to him.
Come on, sir, please.
Officer, will you get your fingers off my kit?
It's late evening, and I sit here in my hotel room, now suspended from all contact with Her Majesty's prison service, pending the investigation. My hunch is that Robbo was used by the authorities to set me up. Dear sweet Hermione, never forgets to get in touch. Well, Ralphie, thanks to Dragomir, Robert Frost has my heart forever. Keep rereading Bursting Rapture, my fave lines, Mounting Ecstasy, Relief in Just One Burst. Could be written for me. Hope all quiet in HMP X Herms. Well, my darling, all is quiet in Longmoor Grange, but not here, where I sit before the volley of words forming the poem of the very latest regeneration of I, Sir Ralph Stanza. Sir Ralph Gangster. Written with a degree of passion and anger even I have failed to express before. It's entitled PMDs. Once upon a time, my name was Stanza, spinning rhyme that gave you the answer. When I joked, they called me the prankster. Now joking's over in the rhymes of Ralph Gangster. And through your poison, you inject us, as you send in your poems, inspectors. You'll never see no big reduction of my poems of mass destruction. In the cells, attitudes harden, sowing seeds of hate in your garden. But though alone, I don't ask for no pardon. I'm underground, your poetic Bin Laden. So don't ever think you've hushed me, or your heavy hand has crushed me. Rest assured, I'm still in production, making my poems of mass destruction. Lyrical invader, literary raider, nothing I'm afraid of, your poetic Al-Qaeda. Adieu to Ralph Stanza. Respect to Ralph Gangster. Give in to the seduction of my poems of mass destruction. Take that, rewind it back. Ralph Gangster got the verse to make a booty go whack. Take that, rewind it back. Ralph Gangster got the verse to make a booty go whack. Motion Heaney McGough, East Side. Ralph Gangster, West Side. That poem so reminds me of my success today in bonding with my bros on the street. And this is the only way to celebrate. A toast to Ralph Gangster Westside.
Oh, God, no! They've given me demisec.
You have been listening to the Jail Diaries of Sir Ralph Stanza.
Hello? I've just spent a very successful, though traumatic, day. I decide to celebrate with a bottle of your gold-label champagne, and you bring me a demi-sec carver.
It featured James Quinn.
Demi-sec! It means sweet. It tastes like apple tango.
With Jack Deem, James Scales, Theo Ant-Smith, Chris Jack, Neil Bell and Joan Kempson.
No, I've never been tangoed.
It was written by James Quinn.
Brute. No, not you, the champagne I ordered.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
Brew. No, I do not want a cup of tea. I want champagne.